Is Jeff Sessions the latest Russian spy in the Trump administration? I'm just kidding. But seriously, why won't the Russia meme die? The Monica Perez Show starts now. This is Monica Perez, your libertarian voice on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB every Saturday afternoon, usually from 3 to 6. Unless I make room for basketball like I did today. I am just starting now. It's 4:30 and I will be on till 7 o'clock. So you haven't missed anything and we have plenty of time to get it all in. And there is, as usual, so much going on. I am not 100% sure I have kept completely up on the news this week. I had my 11-year-old was super sick. He doesn't have like some crazy illness, at least I don't think so, but he had a fever. And I was like super worried about him. And I was giving him, like, I was making fresh squeezed lemonade and chicken soup because I thought, it'd be better for him to have this fresh stuff and all the vitamins. And my husband, who's traveling, is calling me worried about the kid. And he's from Texas. He says, is he eating? And I said, yeah, I made him chicken soup, fresh lemonade. He said, what? What are you talking about? The kid needs a steak. You have to give him a steak. He needs nourishment. So I thought that was hilarious because I'm from New York. Chicken soup is what you give somebody when they're sick. And of course, my husband thinks he needs a steak. But in any case, I was a little behind in my news coverage because I was super worried about this kid. But still getting through all of that noise was the Jeff Sessions, I want to call it a dust up, but it was really a blow up. I mean, it was such a big, big deal. And I just felt like, it was so overblown. But as I peeled the onion, I felt like there was more and more to the story. So I want to get into all that. Binkley, I think we did, even though I was super busy, we did manage to get record a propaganda report. Did you, how can people get to that?
They can go to propagandareportdaily.com, and on the right, they will see a little apple. They can subscribe there, and the latest episode is up on the site. And we should tell people that we're being censored on YouTube because of our type of material, so we need all the subscribers we can get.
It's true that if you, depending on what you write in your comments or in your title, it'll stop monetizing. Not that I don't think we even get our stuff monetized, but still, it's just the principle of it that they kind of freeze it when it's got trigger words in it. So for all the snowflakes out there, I guess. So maybe it's a little edgier than what they can tolerate. So anyway, so that's good. And if you want, I'll be back on 3 to 6 every Saturday pretty soon. And if you want to see here, if you ever do miss the show, you can go to propagandareportdaily.com. And I always put the podcast of the show up with those other podcasts that we do. And so here's the thing. This was the Jeff Sessions story. I know if you've at all paid attention to the news, you've heard about it probably ad nauseum, as they say. But even with all the coverage, I don't feel like it was really covered accurately. So what happened, just in a nutshell, is Senator Al Franken, for who I will never stop thinking of as Stuart Smalley.
Right.
I just cannot think of him. And in this particular question, when he was delivering it, like he just had this Stuart Smalley smirk on his face. He was reading to Jeff Sessions this news story from CNN, like hot off the presses. And he was like, I really don't know if there's any truth to this. I'm just reading it to you as I receive it. And I'm thinking this guy probably has a staff of like 50 people. And he's, he can't, this is the best he can do, is like the latest off of CNN. And what he's saying in a really obviously not thought out way was basically, was any Trump surrogate or campaign member colluding with the Russians in an effort to influence the election. And it was such a ridiculous question delivered so poorly based on not real information that Sessions was kind of laughing a little bit. And he said, well, I don't, you know, people called me a surrogate and I didn't do that. So I don't know what to tell you. That was the impression I got of what Sessions was trying to express. And then what happened after that is somebody revealed that Sessions in 2016 had rubbed elbows with the Russian ambassador a couple of times in what appeared to me to be diplomatic situations, ambassador appropriate situations. He's probably rubbed elbows with that ambassador and other ambassadors every single year that he's been senator. But both obviously the Democrats have been going nuts on him. I'll play you the Franken clip just so you can hear it. But really, that you just need that as a background for the Pelosi clip I'm going to play you, where she just really, in my opinion, crosses a line in how she treats Sessions on this. But even the Wall Street Journal and Republicans are misrepresenting the story, calling for Sessions to recuse himself from any investigation that involves the Russians and the election, which he did. And I would say, normally I'm like, yeah, whatever, what difference does it make? Just recuse yourself. Pelosi was calling for him to resign. But then I started thinking about it. And I realized that this Russian stuff, in my opinion, I don't know where it's going. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt anybody and it's not going to go anywhere. But it seems highly Trumped up to me, very much a witch hunt, which Trump was made fun of for calling it. But you know, they're not calling for an assessment of the integrity of the election. They're simply calling for trying to find this one thing that would implicate their enemy. But I think it really has no merit. That's my instinct. It just feels so circus-like. And Sessions is kind of a hard ass. I think that he would get to the bottom of it. I think he would very convincingly dismiss it. And I think that he would just kind of put an end to it, stop it from progressing anywhere. And I think that's why they wanted to get rid of him right away. I think that they wanted to put a stop to him particularly in this particular incident, which is why I think he should not have recused himself, because I think he would have played an important role in cutting this nonsense off at the knees. And but he did, and that's the end of that. But I do want to talk about, I'll play the Franken clip, I'll play the Pelosi clip, and the way she's just absolutely indignant and outraged about this towards him. And then I want to play a game that we're probably going to play a lot for the next 4 years, but Obama did worse, you know, or the Obama administration did it too, and nothing happened. Because there are absolutely much worse examples of what she calls a violation of trust or whatever. I mean, I would say down to the point where these are there were serious infractions on the part of Eric Holder, Obama. Talk about colluding with the Russians. I've got a smoking gun for you there with Obama that I want to share with you later on in the show, probably starting at the bottom of the hour. But I want to hear first what you think. You know, am I wrong? Anybody, if you want to disagree with me, if I'm missing something on the Jeff Sessions assessment, let me know. I also love to hear from people who agree with me. But either way, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I also want to get to some tweets at Monica Perez Show. Binkley, do you have any tweets for us that can kind of illuminate what people are thinking about this?
I have a comment that we got on the website from Gail. She was talking about Sessions. She says, say what you will about Sessions. If anyone needs a reason to stand up and support him, here's one. He's taking on a very dangerous task by going after the pedophiles. We need to pray that he doesn't get taken out.
You know, I didn't hear him say that he was going to go for the pedophiles. Did he ever say that?
I've read where he has said it, but I don't have a source for that. I know Trump has talked about human trafficking?
Yes, human trafficking. I did hear that, but I'm thinking, elite pedophiles like what Jeffrey Epstein did and what the Pizzagate scandal is about. I've never heard any hint of that from those guys. That would be awesome. But I feel like that kind of stuff just gets buried. You know, they never go after those kind of guys. But I feel like it's a little bit of a stretch to say that that's what this is about. I really feel like the Sessions thing is squarely, I'm sure they don't want him. I'm going to actually play a clip. I don't have time right now, but I'll play it in a little bit of like what a tough cookie Sessions is, and how I'm sure that if they could have blocked his appointment, they would have, but they really would have no grounds to do that. The next best thing would just get him off of this particular case. So anyway, you got another one?
Yes, I have one from Incendiary. This is in response to your tweet about why demonize Russia with the whole Sessions thing. And he says, my wife and I were just talking about this, and my theory is that Russia is an easy historic bad guy target, and this is just distracting from all the real issues.
I absolutely think this is a huge distraction from real issues. And the stuff that's coming out today, Trump said Obama tapped my phone in Trump Tower and all that kind of stuff. You know, Obama probably tapped my phone, you know, but it's not Obama. It's the deep state. It's the government that is still there, that was there before Obama, that's there now. They're definitely doing it to everybody, or could if they wanted to. And to bring that, the culture, the tone of discourse in the halls of power have changed so, so, so much over the years, to where if you look back, like Nixon supposedly didn't dispute his loss to JFK, even though he thought the election was fraudulent because he didn't want to hurt the country. And then Gore did the exact opposite. And ever since then, I feel like no one's ever thought, could we just keep our mouths shut about this? And for the good of the country, I think Iran-Contra was another big turning point on that, where they went after Reagan on stuff that went on behind the scenes in every administration. And then Operation Fast and Furious was a retaliation for that. Like, you weren't supposed to go after the Republicans on Iran-Contra, so we're going to go after you on Operation Fast and Furious. So I feel like a lot of this stuff, if it's just getting so shrill and petty, that I can't help but think it is quite a distraction from the real issues, real policy issues. I still want to focus on what are these guys really up to? Is Sessions going to restore the Fourth Amendment? I don't think so. That's what I'm worried about. But for all my differences with Sessions, I still think that he is, he really worries the Democrats for good reason. So I'm going to get to those clips. Tell me what you think about this, the whole back and forth with Sessions, and I'll play for you Pelosi, what I consider to be her outraged me. So stay tuned for that. Give me a call, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me at Monica Perez Show.
Monica Perez on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
62 the high today, 37 the low overnight. Weekend weather is brought to you by Shoemate Heating and Air. And we're talking about Jeff Sessions recused himself from, as the Attorney General of the United States, from any investigation into Russian involvement in the U.S. election. Even the charges are nebulous. It's this idea that Russia hacked into emails of Hillary Clinton and revealed true information and generated, maybe supported, fake news organizations that put fake information out there. And I feel like the U.S. media pretty much does both of those things all day long, and they're supported by people who certainly came from other countries, George Soros, Rupert Murdoch. And who knows if there's divided loyalty there. I mean, I just want to know, I'd actually like to start with understanding what the real charges are here. But in any case, this nonsense, what I think is nonsense, will probably go on for a while because they just took Sessions out and he would have been the gatekeeper. So what do you think about that? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You could tweet at me at Monica Perez Show. I'm going to Paul in Atlanta. Paul, you're on with Monica.
Hi. I think we need to be very careful about dealing with Russia. I don't trust them. I don't trust a lot of people in Washington. But Obama met with the Russian ambassador like 20 times before the election. So they poison people. They invade countries. They're very involved in Syria air bombings of villages.
I think it's easy for people in any situation, and especially with Russia and Putin, for even when Russia is right, people then heroize whatever Putin. I know people, three different Trump supporters I know, including my mom and Pat Buchanan, both have said great things about Putin. He's a statesman. He loves his country, whatever. Like, just because he gets... like, I think the what they call the annexation of Crimea was really a defensive move on his part. I do not think he was the bad actor there. I am cautious about taking sides like, oh, Russia is good. They're not good. I don't think there are any good guys in world politics. I also think you have to look at the Syria situation. At least the government of Syria asked him in there to help with the uprising, whereas we are kind of operating outside of the law of nations. But anyway, there's a...
Can I say
sorry
something?
To interject that. Go.
Can I say something?
Yep.
Russia's using air bombardment of apartment buildings and condominiums in Syria. It's destroying...
How do you know?
How do I know? There are photographs in the Washington Post.
It's hard to verify. It's hard to verify the real facts behind images like that.
These are verified by the Department of Defense and the Army.
Our Department of Defense and Army and stuff are actually licensed to misrepresent stuff like that to get their own to get support for the actions they feel are in our interests.
Well, I would disagree with you on that. I don't think they're making up lies. I think that Amnesty International is also a witness to what is going on.
I think if you look up the Smith-Mundt Amendment, where they said finally they're allowed to turn that kind of propaganda on Americans, you'll see that they're, and it actually escalated tremendously.
How do you spell that?
Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, the Smith-Mundt Amendment. It was passed in 2013, and it stopped the ban on turning propaganda on a domestic audience. So now they're allowed to, I've done a lot of work on it. And if you investigate a bit, I think you will find. It was the last story written by Michael Hastings before he died. The reporter who did that McChrystal.
There are hundreds of thousands of witnesses to what has been going on in Syria, and they're living in Germany. They're living in Italy. They're living in Sweden.
They're
making up their stories.
There's a real dispute. You could also get just as many, if not more, people who would say that. And actually, there was a Defense Intelligence Agency report that you could find at the Levant something website under Michael Flynn. Under Michael Flynn, that said, we want a Salafist principality, which is a synonym for Islamic State, to arise on the Syria-Iraq border in order to justify regime change in Syria. It's 2012. Michael Flynn did not deny it. I did a recent work on that. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes there that I would not... What you see is what you get out of the Washington Post.
I don't agree with you. I think these theories are far-fetched.
That's not a theory. That's a proven fact. It's documented. He was interviewed about it. It's there. I can put it. I'll post it to my Facebook on the break.
Okay.
But the idea is that you know what's and all that being said, I still do not defend Putin as some kind of good actor. I don't think he would defend the Bill of Rights against a government surveillance any more than our own government is doing for us. I just think that we are using Russia as an excuse to scare people, like a tweet we got earlier. It's a ready-made boogeyman. But boy, there is a lot to talk about on this front. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me at Monica Perez Show, and I'll play those awesome, outrageous Pelosi clips at the top of the hour.